The union temporarily extended its contract with the hospital in December in hopes that a deal would be reached by spring. But that deal expired, and more than 800 union members have been working without a contract for about a month. Members of the New York State Nurses Association took their squabble with hospital administrators to the street Thursday afternoon as they lined one of Plattsburgh's busiest roads, holding signs like "Honk for your nurses," "RNs need a fair contract," and "Safe staffing," while shouting for support during an informational picket across from one of the entrances to the CVPH Medical Center in Plattsburgh. New York State Nurses Association local rep Sandy Gwinnup says most contract issues have been resolved, but a key sticking point is staffing levels.
We talked to the hospital about nurse-to-patient ratios, and we wanted them to put those ratios into the contract so that there was a guarantee that the nurses would have the appropriate number of patients and not be expected to care for more patients than they could handle. The hospital's refusing to put those numbers in the contract.
RN Tracy Garvey is on the negotiation team and works in the ICU, where there is one nurse for every two patients. But she says other wards need better ratios.
A lot of times the nurses go without breaks because they know that their patients have to get out of bed, have to be walked, have to be bathed, have to be fed. And a lot of the times we give up our breaks to make sure that gets done for the patients. And in the long run, is that fair to the nurse at the bedside?
Standing on the curb, holding a sign and blowing her whistle as cars passed, RN Laurel Rule, who works on the maternity ward, said wages are at issue.
CVPH is now in the black. CVPH can afford to give nurses raises. They don't want to give us any increases in pay for the next 3 years, and we don't think that's fair. And we think that if they can't afford to pay their nurses at least cost of living expenses, then they need to start cutting some administrators, because there are an awful lot of them.
Back inside the hospital, CVPH Medical Center Vice President of Human Resources, Michelle LeBeau, said the hospital has made adjustments in staffing levels.
When we decided what those new model of care ratios should look like, we were side by side with the union building those pieces together. From a wage perspective, we are looking at increases every year in each of the 3 years. I believe we will certainly come to an understanding, but at this point, there's still some separation in what they're asking for and what we're able to provide.
LeBeau notes that while the hospital is in good shape now, it is recovering from losses, and changes in reimbursement structure from federal programs are adding to financial pressures.
We lost $5 million in 2012. While we're doing somewhat better in 2013, we can't just forget about the $5 million that fell off the map in 2012. Not unlike when we manage our own personal checkbooks, if I've lost X number of money or my salary's dropped by so much money in the prior year, I have to refigure what does that landscape look like and how do I reshift in the next year.
The New York State Nurses Association represents anyone who holds a professional license and advanced degrees, including nurses, pharmacists, audiologists, physician's assistants, dietitians, and lab and computer technicians. Some 813 employees of the approximately 2,300 total employees at the hospital are covered by this contract. The union and hospital will return to the table on May 8th. A mediator will be brought in on May 22nd if the dispute has not been resolved. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.